AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Matt Gaetz has withdrawn as President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General. Sagar Magani has details.
The ex-congressman was already a controversial figure and was under scrutiny over a federal sex trafficking investigation. That cast doubt over whether even the GOP-led Senate would confirm him as the nation's top federal law enforcement officer. Gaetz says it's clear his confirmation process was a distraction for the Trump transition effort. His withdrawal is a blow to Trump's push for getting loyalists in his administration, and the first sign the president-elect could face resistance even from members of his own party. Before Gaetz's announcement, Jim Himes, the House Intelligence Panel's top Democrat, called on the Senate to reject Gaetz.
Probably the singular worst cabinet nomination in American history. I'm not sure that's true because I'm not up on what Garfield did.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defense minister Yoav Gallant, and Mohammed Deif, a Hamas leader Israel claims to have killed, accusing them of crimes against humanity. The court says Hamas committed murder, rape, and torture in the October 7 attacks that triggered the Israel-Hamas war. It also says Israel has used starvation as a method of warfare in Gaza. Meantime, Palestinian health officials say the death toll in Gaza is now more than 44,000. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow has used a new intermediate-range missile in a strike on Ukraine. It came in response to Ukrainian strikes on Russian territory this week that used U.S. and British longer-range missiles. Matthew Seville at the Royal University Services Institute.
You're talking about a missile with a range way beyond any of that seen in this conflict so far, and possibly the first ever use in combat.
This is AP News. The National Association of Realtors reports sales of existing homes rose 3.4% last month from September, the median price just over $407,000. Mortgage rates up again. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.84%. Jobless claims fell again last week, and Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks climbed on Wall Street after market superstar NVIDIA and another round of companies said they're making even fatter profits than expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Thursday. The index had bounced around between gains and losses for much of the day. The Dow jumped 461 points. It's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up less than 0.1%. Banks, smaller companies, and other areas of the market that tend to do best when the economy is strong helped lead the way. Bitcoin briefly broke above $99,000. Crude oil prices rose again. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.